Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last night's discussion of economic priorities was overshadowed by arguments about campaign rhetoric, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
6 weeks before the election, a new poll suggests most people in Massachusetts believe the state is headed in the wrong direction. But Governor Deval Patrick still holds a narrow lead. This debate was an opportunity for Republican Charlie Baker to change the dynamics of the race. But halfway through the debate, State Treasurer Tim Cahill got in the way.
Charlie, you've been running ads for the past couple of weeks saying that the governor and I have raised taxes, which you know is a lie. I've had nothing to do with tax increases, never voted on a tax increase or signed a tax increase in the 8 years I've been at the State House.
Baker defended himself.
When the governor was spending rainy day fund money before it started to rain, you didn't say anything about that.
Actually, though, Cahill did speak out against Governor Patrick's use of the rainy day fund.
You're still lying, Charlie. You're still lying about the record that I have as treasurer.
For much of the debate, the two angry challengers argued, while the governor looked composed and Green Rainbow candidate Jill Stein looked on. Baker came back at Cahill.
How can you not talk about reforms like capping the amount of money that people can earn on their pension at $90,000, raising the retirement age from something like 55 to more like 60, given that many of the people in the private sector will be working well into their 70s in many cases?
People in the public sector do pay for their own pensions, Charlie, and not all of us are going to retire as millionaires as you will.
This was debate number 6 in the race, but it was the most widely broadcast on 2 radio and 4 television stations. At times, Baker did challenge the man he has to beat.
There are 6,000 state employees who make more than $100,000 a year. The state's approved about $300 million in pay raises over that period of time. The people in Massachusetts have been hurting over the course of the past 4 years.
Baker asked the governor whether the state has made the same sacrifices its residents have made.
I see government as about helping people, not kicking them to the curb when the times are tough, and not, I don't see the budget as a math problem. I see the faces behind those line items, and I think that is a difference that I bring to this role than I believe you would.
At that point, Baker bit his lip. Patrick looked like a governor still ahead in the race, poised and comfortable. Throughout the debate, he maintained command. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.